With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Defense Secretary Hegseth lays it on the line for the NATO allies. He says the U.S. also seeks a sovereign and prosperous Ukraine, but he adds a return to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective. Following Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's threat to resume the Gaza war, Hamas says it will release three more Israeli hostages on Saturday. The BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
Mediators have sounded very positive on this. An Egyptian TV channel, which is close to intelligence there, put out a report saying that Egypt and Qatar say that the parties in the ceasefire deal are committed to implementing it. We know that in particular they've been working on the Hamas complaints about aid going into Gaza, notably fuel and shelters.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump has more to say about government waste, fraud, and abuse, and he plans to say it at a news conference later today.
You give millions and millions of dollars to somebody that stands to look at something for 15 minutes and walks away with millions of dollars, that money's coming back in some form. And that's only one form of corruption.
Mr. Trump says he'll detail where some of the wasted taxpayer money is gone. Attorney General Pam Bondi suing New York state officials, including the governor and the state's attorney general.
New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today.
Among other things, New York has a law allowing illegal aliens to get a driver's license and requiring them to be told when federal immigration authorities have requested their information. Bondi says it's unconstitutional. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 18 points, NASDAQ futures 17 points higher. This is SRN News. The border czar answers the Pope.
Tom Holman runs the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and he is not pleased with sharp criticism of President Trump's efforts to deport illegal aliens lodged by Pope Francis. Speaking to reporters this week, Holman asked of the Pope, quote, he's got walls around the Vatican, does he not? But we can't have one. In fact, Vatican City has massive 40-foot-high walls that are 1,200 years old. Ironically, they were first built to keep out Muslims. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More anti-Semitism in Australia. Sydney's Bankstown Hospital is examining its patient records after a nurse claimed online to have killed Israelis. Officials say there is no evidence of actual harm to patients. There's been a surge in anti-Semitic activity in Australia over the past 3 months. Several synagogues and other Jewish installations have been attacked in Sydney and Melbourne, where 85% of the country's Jewish population lives. Police also discovered a trailer containing explosives. SRN News. The Trump administration facing yet another lawsuit.
This one was filed by 8 of the 17 inspectors general who were fired from the cabinet departments they oversaw, not including the USAID IG, who was fired Tuesday. Among their claims is that despite presidential authority to make dismissals, the administration did not give Congress the legally required 30-day notice, something that Senator Charles Grassley had pointed out when the news first broke. George Williams reporting.
Egg prices have hit a record high in the U.S., the Consumer Price Index confirming what consumers, bakers, and food companies already knew. Eggs have become terribly expensive. The average price of a dozen grade A eggs in U.S. cities reached $4.95 in January. That eclipsed the previous record high of $4.82, which was set in January of 2023. More details at SRNnews.com.